NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Monday, February 7th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: employment, job participation, and even numbers about cursing, SMB maturity and cloud market data, and Google's shadow IT move. This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA is reporting that tech industry employment is up by just over 24,000 workers in January. That's the 14th consecutive month of tech employment growth. The January rate of tech job postings continues to track above the 12-month average by approximately 11.2%. Because in the larger context, the percentage of people working or looking for jobs reached its largest point since before the pandemic. That's the labor force participation rate at 62.2% for January, higher than previously thought. So that people not participating problem? Not so much. If you sense the workplace is getting less formal, there's data to back that up. In reviewing conference call transcripts, Sentio found that swearing was up 60% in 2021. And in the analysis by Inc., that isn't necessarily bad, as it can foster relationships and honesty. In a report released by ProUnlimited, who make workforce management software, researchers compared approaches across Europe with those in the U.S. And turns out the Europeans are taking a simple approach to address quit rates, increasing pay and offering better benefits. IT talent has seen an average 12% pay increase across all five nations covered in the report. Each country has also customized their approach, such as Belgian employers have started offering private health insurance, Dutch firms have added education stipends and reduced work hours to job postings, and Irish companies have begun offering 4-day work weeks. Because superficial perks are losing their luster, quoting ZDNet, according to a survey of 576 employees by workforce management platform Robin, superficial perks like ping pong tables and free cold brew still have their appeal in the new hybrid workplace, but they're no longer as valuable to workers as they once were. Instead, employees expect businesses to support both their chosen working style and their physical and mental well-being, whether that's more time off, health and wellness perks, or financial stipends for things like broadband and home working equipment. That survey highlights that 65% of employees said their employer hadn't created any new perks since the pandemic, and 23% said their company perks had been wiped out. And remember, per PwC's Pulse survey last week, more than three-quarters of business leaders at 77% say talent attraction and retention is key for growth, and less than one-third, 31% of executives, expect easier talent conditions in 2022. And in new data from Elixir Partners, they worry about keeping their jobs too. 72% of CEOs fear losing their positions. Now, why do we care? Need is up, as evidenced by job postings. Competition for those people cannot be explained away by those not participating. The old superficial perks don't work. And the Europeans are saying the solution is pay increases, all amidst pressures to keep those people in order to grow and for CEOs of larger organizations to hold onto their job. A little swearing might be good for industry. Business leaders who are going to be successful are going to navigate their own path here, and assuming it's a well-worn, obvious pass of the masses misses the actual answer. Charting a course right for the organization's own needs is where leadership is. With earnings season upon us, let's review the performance of the cloud providers, because the cloud infrastructure market is on fire. Synergy Research dug into the progress, and the market reached $50 billion, up 36% over the prior year. Microsoft and Google both grew around 45% for the quarter, and Amazon at about 40%. Amazon has about 33% of the market, Microsoft at 21%, and Google at 10%. Microsoft and Google are the ones growing. Amazon's share has stayed consistent. Tech Isle reporting on the maturity of the SMB market, with 24% of small businesses, 52% of core mid-market firms, and 54% of upper mid-market firms rated as having advanced IT maturity. The headline, SMB is not monolithic. Why do we care? The Tech Isle research delves into understanding that the SMB market isn't a single thing. It's divided up into types of investors in technology, from pre-IT through basic IT to proactively cautious to a full enterprise IT style of investment. Now, couple that with the expanding cloud space. There's so much opportunity here for continued investment, as 24% is not the whole market, and even those with advanced maturity are going to continue to look for new ways to grow. Google has announced they're both redoing the interface to Gmail, but also releasing a free workspace tier that doesn't include email. That new level, Workspace Essential Starter, is everything but docs, sheets, chats, and such. And citing TechCrunch, the plan could be seen as a Trojan horse for IT, as it doesn't require administrative controls. The plan is limited to 25 people, but an unlimited number of teams in an organization can sign up. Now, why do we care? So I noted this and was intrigued, but decided not to cover it until I noted providers discussing it too in this context, and the solutions were entirely focused on preventing signups. And thus why we care. Too much of the focus here is trying to solve a business problem with a technical solution. If you're worried about your users signing up for this, perhaps the solution isn't to block them from doing so, but instead make sure they wouldn't want to do so because they have the approved solutions that work. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.